Okay, we're on the record. In docket number C108-18, Gregory Malandruco versus the Chicago Tribune, Incorporated. Dr. Malandruco, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you very much. May I just have your name for the record, please?
Gregory Malandruco.
Thank you, Dr. Malandruco. So, doctor, back on, I believe it was July 6th, perhaps? Okay. You filed an order to show cause, and I signed an order to show cause in a matter which is identical to the one that you bring today. The named defendant in the first matter was separate than the one that we have today. This one is an application that's brought by you against the Chicago Tribune, Incorporated. Generally, what happens, doctor, is that complaints are amended to include additional defendants, additional causes of action. That is more of a ceremonial procedural issue than it is substantive, because I have had the opportunity and I believe very conversant with or very aware of the application that you have brought back in the beginning of July that I've considered and signed. This one is very similar, again, but just noted against a different defendant. The arguments, I assume, are the same. The arguments do appear to be the same.
We do feel that there are some distinctions in the two cases.
Okay.
With regard to the case against Google, we feel that there's it's an issue of algorithm bias and discrimination and potentially criminal harassment. And the case with Google, we believe, will revolve more around the issue of their claim to fair use of the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And in potential violation of both statewide and federal crime victims' rights laws.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we wanted, well, that's one of the two issues why we sought to separate the two cases. Furthermore, so far we've served the complaint to Google on three occasions, and they've yet to comply with the order of the court. Google is very adamant that they don't abide by court orders, temporary restraining orders against them. They will only provide temporary relief if a third party is named on the order to show cause. And right now, the job applications are the postings are coming out, and I can't even begin to imagine applying for jobs with the graphic image on the front page of Google, and Tribune is the host party of that. So that's why we decided to create, rather than amend the complaint, to make it a separate order to show cause.
Sure. Well, certainly, you've indicated that you wish to keep them separate, but since this is before the Chancery Division, by operation of what I'm going to do today, they will essentially be consolidated to the extent that, even though they will have separate docket numbers, they will follow in the same track, even though the relief may be different that you're requesting under both. So for the same reasons that I entered the order to show cause and granted the application back on July 6th, I'm also going to grant the application today. I do find that serious and irreparable harm, based upon the certification that's provided by Dr. Malandruco, that he is suffering not only a financial impact as a result of this, but more of a greater impact to his potential of obtaining any sort of job prospects, as well as his the representations that he makes in his most recent certification, that in addition to the financial harm, he is being prejudiced from exercising the career that he has sought to engage in, and that is as a college professor or a university professor. He's also alleged that the Tribune is in violation of the Crime Victims' Rights Act, which is a federal statute, that there is a certain copyright infringement upon the photograph, and that he possesses, and also, as the doctor indicates, the persistence of what he characterizes as the horrible photograph in an 8-year-old Tribune blog has caused immense suffering to his family. Now, doctor, these may very well be issues that would result in a compensatory determination as part of any relief that you can obtain through the Superior Court, but at this point I'm finding that in addition to the financial impact that this is having on you, as you have indicated to the court that it is, that there are also other issues that are impugning your reputation and are things that may not necessarily be compensable with money damages, which is, I know, something which is only secondary to what you are seeking, the relief that you're seeking here. So for the reasons that I set forth on the record on July 6th and the reasons why I enter now and now also reaffirm those decisions, that's why I do believe that there's serious and irreparable harm necessary to enter the order to show cause and impose the temporary restraints, similarly to those that are brought against Google. The concern that the court has is that there is not compliance with the order that I had. And I know that although I don't have it before me physically now, I know that you filed a motion to enforce litigants' rights that is to be heard in August against Google.
We have yet to file that. We were considering giving Google a deadline for which to comply.
Well, time is ticking, I'll leave it to you. I know that the knowledge that I have is I believe that you mentioned to one of the Chancery Division clerks that you had intended to file an application, and that was what was communicated to me. I may have been in error in as much as noting that it had been filed, so thank you for your information. But you need to engage in whatever procedural applications you need to engage in. If you wish to wait, that would be fine, but there are certain deadlines that everyone has to comply with.
Okay.
So I'll just leave that as a cautionary note to you, and I'm going to sign this order to show cause. According to this order that I will sign today, the 24th of July, and for the purposes of the record, I'm specifically ordering that the URL of the blog that is apparently owned or operated by Chicago Tribune Incorporated that shows the explicit crime victim photo, which is made reference in Dr. Malandrucco's papers, be removed until further order of the court. I am signing this order and establishing the same deadlines that I have established for Google to the Chicago Tribune as well. Specifically, I am ordering that the defendant shall serve and file a written response on or before August 20th. Any reply shall be due on September 3rd, and the matter will be returnable before me on September 10th.
Okay.
Okay? If you just wait 1 second, doctor, we'll get you a copy of this order, and then you can take it from there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You can go off the record. Please.